Welcome into today's community close-up. We have with us today
Jacqueline Henshaw with Whammy Community Action.
So, Jacqueline, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Bruce?
Doing just fine. It's good to talk with you. You're here with Whammy Community Action. You got a special program for the holidays. It's a little bit different than some of the normal things that we've been doing around here at Christmas, and I think it's got a real good plan behind it. So tell me a little bit about what you're here for.
Santa for Seniors, this is our first year doing it, and the idea behind Santa for Seniors is similar to what most people are familiar with in Samaritan's Purse. So the shoebox plan where you put gifts into the shoebox and send it out, except it's local, and so basically, we're asking for people to either put together a small bag or a small box and to put gifts in it that would be good for senior shut-ins or seniors who are on hospice care or seniors who are in the nursing home. And we have, you know, a list of items that would be good for that. Most of them are like crossword puzzles, non-slip socks, lip balms, lotions, books, winter apparel, like maybe hats and mittens, things like that to keep warm, blankets, but no homemade treats. So, yeah, stuff that they're not necessarily necessities, but something that will bring a little bit of joy to someone who ordinarily doesn't get visitors and may not receive a gift otherwise.
How do you find the seniors that you're going to be sending them to?
We're going to be working with Meals on Wheels and the local hospices. So we've reached out to Compassionate Care, and we reached out to Hospice of the Blue Ridge. And we're also going to work directly with the nursing home. So they're going to let us know how many people they have in their care that can receive gifts. And then when we receive the gifts in, we'll take them out to the senior center, or we'll take them out to the hospice, or they can come pick them up and take them out to their patients to make sure that they don't go without.
Okay, so just out of curiosity, when you say we, who's we? Or are you looking for we's?
Well, you're looking at we.
So, okay, well, I kind of figured that, but I wondered if there was more involved or if you were looking for folks to help with that part of it.
Actually, I would love for volunteers. If there are people who are looking for something to do this holiday, they can reach out to us. We have a website, whammycommunityaction.org. And then they can reach out to our main office to say they'd like to be a volunteer, or they can reach out to me directly. I would love it, because I think there's going to be some sorting involved and
it would be.
Receiving these gifts in. I don't know. I hope that we have a really big turnout. So hopefully we have a great need for volunteers.
Yeah.
It is four counties wide. So anyone who hears about this, WAMI, if they're not familiar with the acronym, is Watauga, Avery, Mitchell, Yancey. So I am going to be running the Mitchell Yancey portion, and then there's another development director who will be handling Avery and Watauga. But when the gifts come in, they go to the county they're received in. So it stays local, it stays within your community.
What's the time frame?
So the drop-off window is going to be December 3rd through December 15th. And that's 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Okay.
So that's roughly 2 weeks, the first 2 weeks of December. And where they can drop them off, even if they're coming from Yancey County, and it is for Yancey County, I can't divide myself. So the drop-off place will be at 496 Balsam Avenue in Spruce Pine. That's off of Upper Street, the old Ford.
Yeah, the old Ford building.
That's right. Yeah.
Kind of across from the Montessori, isn't it?
It's right across from Montessori. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the drop-off spot. What's the hours again?
It's going to be 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. This is a good project for a Sunday school. If there are churches out there that want to take this on as a Sunday school project, a class can put together some gifts, and that might make it easier for getting everything packed up and having one person take it out. However, or if a business would like to do it to contribute.
Yeah. Well, and it's a wonderful opportunity, and it is for some very special people in our community that we don't want to feel lonely or left out at Christmas. Of course, the patients in the various different centers, they're getting some help already, but there are some of those that would like it. But I see the people in the Meals on Wheels program that just live by themselves, basically, or family come and visit, but would still be a nice little something for them.
Well, yeah, there are some folks who don't receive visitors, or they don't have surviving family, so they otherwise aren't going to receive anything for Christmas. So I think just from what I've witnessed, you'd be surprised how much even a pair of socks would make somebody smile in the holiday. So that's the goal, is just bring that joy out into the community where it otherwise doesn't get out. And that was the other thing that I did want to point out about this, is we are collecting monetary donations.
Okay.
So if someone feels like this is a program that they want to give to, we, through WAMI Community Action, we work on weatherization, and we also do heating repairs for people who are aging in place. So people who are living within their homes long term, those homes end up needing substantial repairs. And so a lot of times they're unable to make those repairs themselves, and they go cold in the winter.
Yeah.
This is especially true for elderly folks. And so that's where we come in, and our goal is to help people in those situations, and also hopefully if we can raise enough money to provide emergency fuel assistance. That's the other issue that elderly folks in our community are facing, is being cold in the winter.
Yeah. So for more information about all of that, of course, if you do the internet thing, which most folks do anymore, what's the website, WAMI Community Action, or what is it?
WAMICommunityAction.org. So that's WAMYCommunityAction.org.
Okay, so they can go there. Or is there telephone contact information if somebody wants to do the regular old phone, or do they need to do email, or what's better for you?
We're super easy to find online, but if someone doesn't use the internet and they're just listening to this broadcast, then our phone number is 828-264-2421, and that's our main office, so they can direct you to whomever you need to talk to if you're wanting to volunteer or donate or inquire more about our programs. That's how you would do it.
Okay. And, of course, the name of the program that we're talking about today is
Santa for Seniors
through WAMI. And we hope folks will, you know, get involved in that. It sounds like it'll be something really special. Thanks for stopping by and letting us know. Let us know what all WAMI's up to. We haven't talked to anybody in a while, but it's good to hear from you and to know that you're our person. So go out there and direct the development.
Well, thank you so much for having me as a guest. I really appreciate it.
Thanks once again to our guest today, Jacqueline Henshaw from WAMI Community Action, for stopping by and visiting with us. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.